Iffy News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department's released its findings on the Memphis Police Department. Shelley Adler has details.
The Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against Black people. That's according to the findings of a DOJ investigation launched after the beating death of Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop in 2023. The report says Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The detailed account marked the conclusion of the investigation that began 6 months after Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop. I'm Shelley Adler.
New York police are hunting for the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, shot and killed on the sidewalk outside his Midtown Manhattan hotel this morning. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
I want to be clear. At this time, every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
However, police have not established a motive. The suspect fled into Central Park on an e-bike. The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors, Chief Justice John Roberts, during arguments.
My understanding is that the Constitution leaves that question to the people's representatives rather than to nine people. None of whom is a doctor.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
When you're 1% of the population or less, very hard to see how the democratic process is going to protect you.
And Amnesty International is accusing Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, saying it sought to destroy Palestinians with deadly attacks, demolishing infrastructure, and preventing the delivery of aid. Israel's adamantly rejecting the allegations, calling Amnesty a deplorable and fanatical organization. This is AP News. Ready for the 2026 elections? Haya Panjwani on One Politician Who Is.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, a longtime Democrat, says he'll run for Michigan governor in 2026 as an independent. Duggan says there are a lot of people in this country who are tired of both the Democratic and Republican parties. In an AP interview earlier this year, he said he had hopes for future politics in the city.
I'm hoping the legacy will be us versus them politics in Detroit is over. That's what I'm hoping. And the neighborhoods are back, population is growing, violence is at a 60-year low.
The decision comes during a reckoning for Democrats in Michigan, one of a handful of swing states that helped propel then-presidential candidate Donald Trump to victory in November. Current Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, is term-limited under state law. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.